So what is the Christian worldview, Randy, when we're talking about suffering and evil?
Well, first of all, worldview is a term which I'm really glad it's in vogue right now. It's a good term. And we need to understand that everybody has a worldview. So, you know, you can say, well, I don't even have a worldview. I haven't even given it thought. But yes, but every day we operate on the basis of a worldview. The question is it the right one or is it a wrong one? There are many wrong ones. Ultimately, there's only one correct worldview, you know. And we, as Christians, if we accept the authority of God's word, it is actually emphatically clear on the fact that God did not create this world as it is. And often in these discussions, I've talked with people and they say, well, I don't believe an all good and all powerful God would have created this world with all this evil and suffering. And I say, I agree. Mm-hmm. And they look at me like, what? What do you mean you agree?
That was easy.
Yeah. He didn't create this world with all this evil and suffering. He created a world that was beautiful, wonderful, perfect. And after each day of creation said, this is good. And after the sixth day of creation said, he looked at all he created, Genesis 1:31, and said, this is very good. And he created man, and he created woman, and he created them to have this marvelous relationship. And he created the animal kingdom not to suffer. You know, people talk about all the suffering not only among people, but among animals. Mm-hmm. And why would a good God do this? Well, that's not how he made the world. And then comes the fall. That's the choice that was made. And God making us in his image gave us a capacity to choose. He didn't create Stepford wives, which must do whatever he wants them to do. He gave them the freedom to choose because he wants ultimately a real bride who chooses to love him. Yes, who is empowered to choose? Yes, who is called and chosen by him? Yes, but nonetheless exercises true, meaningful choice in a relationship. And so when the fall came into the world, and with it came devastation, destruction. Cursed be the earth, the ground itself under you, and all the consequences, and the animal kingdom suffers now. You know, all creation falls on the coattails of the original man and woman when they fall, and Romans 8 promises that in the unfolding drama of redemption, because of the work of Christ on our behalf, that as the entire creation fell on our coattails, so in the resurrection, the entire creation will rise on the coattails of the caretakers, those given dominion over the earth. We failed miserably as a human race, but Christ, the second and last Adam, new head of the race, will reign forever as King of Kings over the new earth. And this is the glorious future that awaits us. Now, that is, abbreviated, a Christian worldview. And if you don't get the beginning of that Christian worldview and the end, that is the ultimate end that will never end of that Christian worldview, then you can't relate to the middle, which is where we live right now.